What is particularly interesting is I think it is coming at the right time in terms of the level of investment and construction activity that it will give us and the jobs that it will provide. And as we've always said, that ultimately a focus of ours is to look towards the reality of making sports tourism something that we're able to sell as part of the many products that we can offer on the island of St. Croix. And at our last board meeting of the Public Finance Authority, one of the things we spoke about, and we had a presentation that was done by the Housing Finance Authority led by this executive director, Adrian Williams. We met with their consultant for the Sports Advisory Group, where they are also talking about the Mars Hill project on St. Croix, which is also funded from the same source as the Pauly Joseph Stadium, which is the Community Facilities Trust Fund, which is monies that are generated as a result of the sale of Diageo product, of the Diageo product, Captain Morgan. 3% of that, those sales go into a special fund, and particularly to be used for community urban projects. And the two main projects right now are Pauly Joseph and Mars Hill. So we had a chance to listen to what they're doing in terms of the establishment and creation of a indoor facility, which will complement the Pauly Joseph Stadium with its outdoor and with the baseball aspects of it, the indoor, and being able to now have Pauly Joseph start and the Mars Hill facility at the same time, at the point where they're just completing their due diligence, and we're talking to them about how we would fund a portion of that project, is really bringing to reality the whole notion of the sports tourism.